on a day-to-day basis, we are presented with animals that are not ours in circumstances that we might not be familiar with, because we go on other people's premises, and we're dealing with them quite often on routine procedures, but also with emergency situations. So we tend to be the nasty people that, you know, stick needles in or do things which animals, it's an unfamiliar management factor or handling system to them. So we do happen to get accidents. It's seriously underreported in vets. I mean, generally, we're all covered in bruises, which we don't even notice anymore. Broken arms, arms getting crushed between a cow and maybe a bar of a fence. Gates that are thrown back at us because the catch is maybe not catching properly. Baler twain used to secure fences or gates, which is not the best way. Generally, just bruises, maybe dislocated limbs. We are putting ourselves daily at risk, and we have to manage it instead of going in gung-ho, which was acceptable in James Harriet times, but not anymore.
And obviously, today, so far today, we've discussed how, you know, the changing face of farming isn't really helping, because obviously animals are now a lot bigger than they were decades ago.
Absolutely.
Getting less human interaction.
Yes.
So that provides its own problems for you, I guess, doesn't it?
Yes. Animals are not used to the routine management things that, you know, in the good old days they were maybe put through the race a couple of times just for routine things. That doesn't happen anymore. So when they don't have that contact, like milking, there's more robots coming in, the feeding is automatic, so they're less used to us as humans. So whenever we do something with them, it is something that they're not used to, and they're going to react to that.
What message would you like to put out to farmers, you know, regarding the topic about, say, things that they could do to not only benefit the animals, but obviously the vets as well, and obviously themselves?
Yes. First of all, understand animal behaviour. You know, walking right in front of them, or, you know, standing behind them and expecting them to move, that's not going to happen. You know, trying to push them through, you know, an opening into a dark room, the animals won't go there. So you get stressed, the animal gets stressed, doesn't help the situation. Other things is, you know, if you've got hardware, please maintain them, because gates do fling off because there's pins missing or the baler twain is being put there 20 years ago and stuff. But make sure that you do have some sort of a safe way of restraining an animal, and think about that. We probably have to stick our hands through bars and what have you, so overlapping gates where there's no access, that is going to cause us serious issues. Us vets as well, we have to change our attitude that it's okay to be a little bit damaged. It is not okay, and we need to make sure that animals are handled safely, and to avoid injuries to your vets, which might be quite expensive when it comes down to a claim. We will be out of work if we break our arm for a couple of times, for you as well as a producer. Massively important, because you are dealing with them on a daily basis, but also for the animals. There's nothing worse than having an animal stuck somewhere and you have to cut it out, or in a worst case scenario destroy it because it's broken a leg that was caught in a gate somewhere.